to Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 3, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is absolutely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. In fact, we're going to jump into the calls because this is the show about your phone calls. Let's talk to Nakaya in Florida and waiting patiently. Hello, Nakaya.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Actually, a couple of things. One, just to make me laugh, I heard Mark does a really good impression of Alex Jones.
No, it's not
so
me.
I was kind of hoping that I could hear that.
Sorry, that's not Mark. I don't know where you heard that from.
Torgo. I mean, excuse me.
Torgo.
Johnson does a good one.
Oh, I read that it was Mark. All right. My move's going great. Unfortunately, the place I was looking at in Keene looks like it might have been taken, so I might be moving to Manchester after all.
Ooh, bummer.
Yeah.
Well, not that it'll be a bad thing. I mean, there's a good set of activists there as well.
And I'll be spending a lot of time in Keene because that's where it seems like the people that are most like-minded like me are at.
Well, I'm sure there's other places for rent in Keene. If you look around, I'm sure you can find something else. But did you hear the story about Russell Canning getting arrested there in Keene today twice?
Yes, I did. That's horrible. I've been talking to him and Kat a lot recently.
Right on. Well, very cool. So we're glad to hear that your move is progressing, and look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, man. Anything else on your mind?
Let me think for a second. I've had a couple in me, but I'm not as bad as that one Saturday night.
That's all right.
The Social Security card burns that have come up in the forums recently.
Yeah.
I have something interesting to tell you. I never have, nor do I now own a Social Security card.
Wait, your parents didn't sign you up for one?
Well, no. I have a Social Security card number, but I have never owned a physical Social Security card.
They never sent you one as a kid? I think I got mine when I was 10 or something.
No, they might have sent it to my mom, and she lost it, but I have never physically held one.
Hmm. Well, what you can do is if you get up to New Hampshire, what he's referring to is the Social Security card burn. It's gone on, I think the first one was last year. They're going to do another one this year. It's going to become an annual sort of an event. What I plan on doing, since I have already burned mine on my own just because I felt like it, I'm just going to create a replica, if you will. I'm going to print out one. And that way it'll look like I'm actually burning my Social Security card, and I can feel good about that all over again. Nakaya, we'll see you in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call.
Well, also, I have one more thing.
Okay, quick.
Quick. The hemp festival that I'm planning, I've already got one band guaranteed, and I have a few others that are thinking about it.
Cool. Well,
so 2007, there will be a hemp festival in New Hampshire.
That's awesome. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. There's a huge one in Boston. Yeah, I don't know if it's a hemp fest more than it is just a pot rally. And I'm sure that's what he really means when he says hemp fest, because hemp fest tends to be calling for the legalization of pot anyway, which is... actually, speaking of pot, I've got something about pot. And then we're going to talk about all-sex radio. That's right, there's some sort of radio station now calling themselves all-sex radio. We'll give you the details on that. But first, grenades. Have you heard of these, Mark? This is something I've never come across.
Grenades.
They aren't green, nor are they an aid. Authorities aren't happy about yellow, smiley-faced gumballs that they've come across in Ellicott City, Maryland. According to ClickToHouston.com, the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency is warning about so-called grenades, which are marijuana-containing gumballs. The DEA is issuing an intelligence bulletin about the pot candies to police departments across the country. The smiley-faced gumballs were first discovered at Howard County, Maryland, a high school, back in January. Police charged 3 17-year-old students after a teacher alerted a school resource officer. She said she told the officer that she saw the student give a plastic bag that the teacher believed contained drugs to another student. The officer seized the bag, which contained two candy balls. The gumballs were wrapped in colorful tinfoil labeled grenades with a marijuana leaf on the wrapper.
Oh.
And detailed instructions for use. Instructions on the foil told users to chew for 30 minutes to 1 hour before you would like to receive your high. This is exact quote, so I don't know why the English is bad. I don't know where these were manufactured. And to chew as long as possible, then swallow. Officers charged two students with distribution of drugs on school property and a third with possession of marijuana. Now, this is interesting to me because it seems like it's a lot of effort being put in to distribute pot? I mean, well, you have to put it inside a gumball? Is there a piece of leafy substance inside the ball? Has the THC been extracted? Is it just a THC substance, or is there actually pot inside?
Well, you probably can sell it for a premium because of its
originality?
Yellow, round, smiliness.
Yellow, round, and with a smiley face. Actually, according to the police, the intelligence bulletin that the DEA released says each gumball contains approximately 1 gram of marijuana. Now, when they say it contains a gram of marijuana, that to me says there's a gram of pot inside. And why you would want to have that in your mouth for 30 minutes to an hour. Have you ever put pot in your mouth before?
Not on purpose.
Yeah, it's a plant. It's a flower, and it's a weed. It's not something that is tasty at all. So it would be leafy and annoying to have in your mouth.
Maybe they extract the THC or something.
Why would they say there'd be a gram of marijuana in it? They could say they found that there was THC in the gumball. That would be a little bit more accurate way to say that. Anyway, according to this, blah, 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 if a toddler were to ingest this amount of THC, the active chemical in marijuana, in 1 gram of high-grade marijuana, could produce harmful effects. Well, yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
And it does look like the sort of thing that a toddler would want to put in their mouth, I have to say.
I suppose so. Not that a toddler could read the instructions and know to swallow the gumball. Because
I think that people can figure out what to do with gumballs. I think I was swallowing gum at 3 and 4 years
old.
You're
not supposed to swallow gum.
You're not supposed to, but I've always swallowed gum.
Right. According to the drug...
That whole 7 years in your stomach is a bunch of crap, too.
According to some drug guy, quote, the way drugs are being marketed and packaged these days to encourage kids to buy and use them is getting pretty sophisticated. The purpose, of course, is to create future clientele for drugs, and what better targeted market for a pusher than kids? They're young, experimental by nature, and have the money to buy it. If they try it and like it, they could end up being a permanent customer that one day ends up in our rehabilitation facility, in jail or dead. Talk about dramatic. There are no drug pushers out there trying to get elementary school kids to buy marijuana-filled gumballs.
Well, maybe elementary school drug pushers.
If there's a... I never came across one while I was in elementary school. I suppose times could have changed. But let's also talk about this. They say that the kids have money. I don't know what parents are giving out for allowances these days, but I didn't have a lot of money when I was in elementary school. I don't know about most kids, and maybe you can correct me on this, at 800-259-9231. But
I had an allowance in elementary school.
At current marijuana prices, street prices, a gram of good weed is going to run you $20. A gram of good weed that someone has taken the time to encase in a gumball, that's effort. There's time and effort involved there, and these black marketeers are going to want to get paid for it. I'm guessing you're going to pay probably $25 to $30 for one of these gumballs.
Well, you've got to figure that they probably weighed the gumball itself and called it all marijuana.
Nope. Actually, the total net mass of the two gumballs was 17.5 grams, which means they are about 8 or 9 grams per gumball.
Yeah. I see.
Right. So of those 8 or 9 grams, they found that one of the grams was marijuana. And I will tell you this, as someone who has experimented a bit with pot, and I have consumed it, most people do it in a cookie-style form, or brownies, that sort of thing. If you have a gram of pot and you consume it, you will get very, very intoxicated. You will be very high from that. That's a lot. I mean, smoking it, you're getting a percentage of what's actually there. Mm-hmm. Smoking a gram of pot, that's a lot of pot to smoke, too, for one person. But you're only getting, I don't know, 20% of the actual THC, whereas if you put it in your body, it all gets processed. And it takes much longer for it to for the effects to hit you, so to speak. It may take a series of hours as opposed to, say, 10 minutes. It's a totally different experience.
Just some thoughts here. Yeah. I happen to know something about growing marijuana, and you really can't do anything with the leaves except make hash or something like that. I suppose if you wanted to, you could eat the leaves and get the THC in that manner.
Yeah, but there's not as much THC in the leaves.
Right. So you
not
would,
much at all.
So you would...
So then you're just eating leaves and not getting much of an effect.
You'd be getting some effect.
You'd have to eat a lot of leaves. Wouldn't be good. 800-259-9231, so you take control of the airwaves. These are not being marketed to kids because kids couldn't possibly afford it. Unless they're stealing money from their parents, and then we got big problems on our hands. More on the way, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. Over 700 pages created by you, the listeners. And you can edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki, but so can everyone else. So visit it for free at wiki.freetalklive.com. We're talking about these things called grenades. Green aids, actually, to be more specific. They're yellow gumballs that actually come in a wrapper, and I was a little confused. The article that I was reading from click2houston.com says that there's a gram of marijuana in these. However, the DEA's intelligence bulletin about this claims that it's not a gram of marijuana, but actually, okay, well, it says there's a gram of marijuana, but it also says that it's marijuana extract. So it sounds almost like maybe hash? Maybe it's hash oil that they put in this? Either way, it's not something that you want to be chewing, putting in your mouth.
It's even worse.
Yeah, either way, it's bad. But it's not a bad thing, per se, in that marijuana doesn't kill people. They're talking about that these green aids could kill toddlers if toddlers ingested it. And the fact is, no one, toddler or adult, has ever been killed from smoking or ingesting too much marijuana.
I can't imagine it'd be good for the child.
No, of course not. It might make them puke. It might make
them probably true.
Really uncomfortable. It might make them sick, but it's not going to kill them. Though, you know, when you're dealing with these propagandists, they'll just say whatever it takes. They're making green aids to trap children into drug addiction. That's not true at all. I mean, the odds that a green aid is going to be the first introduction to marijuana that your kids experience are slim to none. Well, most likely, your kid's first experience with marijuana is going to be through one of their friends. Sometimes an older brother or sister, but through one of their friends who has convinced them into trying this relatively innocuous substance, and it will most likely be a smoking session rather than someone eating a greenade.
The possibility exists, and that does look like a piece of candy. It is a piece of candy.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, I think people need to be told about them. They're not a good thing for kids.
Sure.
To be getting a hold of, and, you know, nothing wrong is going on here.
And as I had pointed out before, it's unlikely that any kids are going to get a hold of this, because if this is high-grade marijuana that's being put into it, as I expect it would be, it's not going to be cheap. And as an aside, the clicktohouston.com has an interesting little poll. You know how internet polls are completely unscientific, but sometimes pretty interesting. This one is, have you ever used illegal drugs? There's four choices. Yes, and I still do. Yes, I used to. Yes, I tried illegal drugs. And no, I never have. Guess what the totals are?
Most people, definitely people have used it.
Most people have tried illegal drugs?
Have tried, absolutely.
Well, only 34% of people say no, I never have. 22%, and we're talking about, this isn't a poll where five people have responded. There have been over 4,000 responses.
Okay.
22% say yes, and I still do. And then 22% say yes, I used to. And another 22% yes, I tried illegal drugs. So 22% of respondents on this poll claim to still be using illegal drugs, which means one in five respondents are current drug users. Current people that could be subject to arrest for using drugs.
Well, people on the internet have a tendency to be younger, and younger people have a tendency to do drugs. So, you know, the number's not indicative of the U.S. population.
Okay,
by any
one
stretch.
In five people under the age of 50. How about that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's go to the phones to Tim in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Hello, Tim.
Hi. I just wanted to give you a little update on KT Ordinance. Richard Salata.
KT Ordnance, the website where actually Richard had his business raided by the ATF, the FBI, and the Canadian Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency. They stole all of his inventory, and they just walked away. They didn't charge him with anything. What's going on?
Right, and he still hasn't been charged with anything, still hasn't been arrested, and they still have about $30,000 worth of his inventory. But he has started making products again. He is making a screw-on tactical rail for the CZ-57 and also for SIG 226, 228, or 229.
Okay, for people that don't know what you're talking about, those are guns. His business is
right.
To create 80%, they're not called, are they called receivers, kits? How would you describe them?
They're called frames. They're not receivers by definition.
80% frames. And the idea is you do the remaining 20% of the work yourself, and you can turn that frame into a gun, essentially, is the product that he sells. Now, he hasn't been arrested yet, but I have heard that apparently what happens here, according to the feds themselves, admit they move really slowly. And I've heard that what they're doing is they're investigating his inventory, and there could be charges coming down the line as a result of all this. So they didn't arrest him at the time. They haven't arrested him yet. But that's not to say that they won't arrest him in the future.
Right. They're trying to find something to arrest him for.
Exactly. So isn't it neat? They can just come and take all of your stuff, all of the things that you invested your money in, your entire business's inventory, walk away, and no charges filed. And then maybe 5 years later, they'll decide, all right, we're finally going to charge you with something. Come in, raid your business again, and arrest you that time. That may be what happens to poor Rich from KTOrdinance.com. Thanks for the update, Tim. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Sad story.
It seems to me they should have to charge you within a certain amount of time. It's just wrong otherwise.
You would think. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Glenn in Missouri. Glenn going once. Glenn going twice. Well, maybe we'll try him some other time. All right, so the all-sex radio, Mark. What is going on? What is all-sex radio?
I'm baffled by this.
Sounds like a violation of FCC regulations.
It certainly does. It calls itself porn radio.
Whoa.
Is the station, you know, chum, 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 all porn radio, chum, 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 stingers and everything. From Kingsburg, California, the AP, KFYE-FM. Hasn't budged from the Fresno area dial, but it's about as far as you can get from the Christian music, sermons, and Bible stories it was broadcasting until about a week ago. So it went from Christian talk to porn radio.
Wow. Now, what are the call letters?
KFYE-FM in Kingsburg, California.
Okay.
Are you on radiolocator.com?
Yes, I am.
Okay, check it out.
16,000 watts.
Hey, that's pretty big in Fresno. Okay. Now it calls itself porn radio. All sex radio all the time.
Wow.
With a suggestion that people under 21 not listen.
Hmm.
Songs with little in common except suggestive titles and lyrics fill the playlist, including
like
Why Don't We Do It in the Road by the Beatles, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, and Nasty by Janet Jackson. Tamer songs are heated up by adding recorded moans and groans. The change, made after the station was sold this month, was met with several non-sexual groans from some residents. Some residents aren't quite as happy about it.
Right, because they're forced to listen.
Right, because they have to tune their dial to that FM position.
By the way, their website is still the old Christian website.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It would appear that this is another of those promotions that are simply designed to create controversy. Longtime Fresno radio personality Ed Beckman told the Fresno Bee, "This format belongs on Sirius or XM, not on over the air. The station tries not to cross the line," said owner Jimmy Clifton. Didn't he have a song? KFYE has been playing songs in a continuous one-hour loop without commercials. Clifton wouldn't tell
it's a stunt. We'll explain. Hang on. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. What happens when a Christian radio company sells its radio station, goes off the air for a few days, and then flips to all porn all the time? Is it a violation of FCC indecency rules? What do you think? 800-259-9231. No, it's not a soundtrack from a porno. What they're doing is they're playing sex-related music. Can you give us a few examples again, Mark, of what it is they're playing?
Let's Do It in the Road by the Beatles, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, and Nasty by Janet Jackson.
Right.
Tamer songs are heated up by adding recorded moans and groans.
Okay.
This is from KFYE-FM in Fresno, California.
Okay. And I actually did a little bit of research during the break there, and it turns out that they actually went off the air for four straight days. So during this transition from the station was sold from this Christian company, sold to whoever it is the current owner is, they were off the air for 4 days straight. Were the Christian people listening to the frequency for four straight days, hoping that their favorite radio station would come back? I mean, it's not like they went from one moment Christian music to the next moment moans and groans. I mean, there was a good delay in there. And apparently complaints are already being filed with the FCC about this. People are in an uproar over it. But really, is it indecent? Is it indecent to play moaning noises over the airwaves? Because none of these songs on their own are indecent.
Well,
they're not talking about it explicitly.
The suggestion is that those moanings and groans on porn radio all the time, are sexual moans and groans. So, it might be indecent by the definition.
Yeah, but indecency, I think
they need a better definition.
True. That's true. The definition of indecency is essentially, in a nutshell, as to whether or not the community standards are violated. It's sort of a nebulous definition that, you know, what is a community? Which community are we talking about? And whose standards? And we can get into that more. In fact, we will. And then we'll talk about what it is they're really doing. Is there going to be a radio station called All Porn Radio? We'll get to that. But we need to go to the phones first, because this is the show about your calls. We're trying Glenn in Missouri one more time. Glenn, supposedly back on the line with us here. Hello. Glenn in Missouri. Glenn going once. Glenn going twice. All righty.
Man,
So all he apparently called back. All porn radio. That's what they're selling. Apparently, it's a one-hour loop. From what I understand, you're saying they're playing the same songs over and over again, right? Is that what they're doing?
Yes.
Okay, you don't nod at me, Mark, because when you're nodding, people can't hear you nodding.
Gotcha.
800-259-9231. What that's called is a stunt. When a radio station changes hands, or sometimes just changes formats, they will do what's called stunting. And in some cases, I know here in the west coast of Florida, there was a station that flipped once, and they stunted as though they were a pirate station.
Yeah, they're being broadcast outside, out in the Gulf of Mexico from their dad's boat.
Right, that was supposedly two kids setting up a radio transmitter on their dad's boat, playing Tone Loc over...
Wild Thing.
Yeah, Wild Thing, over and over and over again. Really, Wild Thing being played 24 hours a day on the radio station. Now, this was probably the most effective stunt that I've ever heard, because everybody was talking about it. Even people that never would listen to Tone Loc's Wild Thing certainly wouldn't want to listen to it over and over
again. Did they play it for a week or for a weekend?
At least a week. It was a long time. And the point of this is to get people talking. Whoa, what happened to that station? I mean, most people that were talking about this probably didn't know what station was on that frequency before. There was a few listeners that would have known that, but most people that were talking about it weren't even frequent radio listeners. I mean, it was getting around.
Oh, yeah, it was a good stunt.
Right. And then, after about a week of stunting, the station flipped again to, I think it was, now it's urban hip-hop top 40.
Right.
And the ratings are great now, so good for them. Congratulations. But that's exactly what's going on here. This isn't going to go on. If they had actually managed to program 24 hours of sexy music, then you might actually have a format, but that would seem pretty difficult.
A station that you and I worked for stunted on April Fool's Day.
Okay.
The 105.9 WYNF decided to do Beach Radio 106.
Yeah, that's right. And they played all Jimmy Buffett.
All Jimmy Buffett all day on April 1st.
Yeah, but they weren't changing formats then.
They weren't, but it was still a stunt.
Right. Just to get attention, just to gather, get people riled up, get them talking about the station. And now people are talking about this nationwide. This is really an effective stunt. Because I don't think anyone was talking about the pirate radio guys.
It's a great stunt. I hope it doesn't get them a fine.
Yeah, it might. That would be really bad. Because I don't think that playing a moaning noise on the air is necessarily indecent.
At the very least...
kids don't know what that
is. In all likelihood, they wouldn't find them to the top end of it because they didn't do anything terrible.
Right.
And, you know, you prepare for the stunt, for a stunt that's gotten this much publicity, maybe the maximum of $325,000 is worth it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like,
it is
it's
Fresno.
A lot of jack.
It's outside of Fresno. That's not exactly a huge metro.
Well, it's in California, and you get more money in California than you do other stations.
All right. You bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Well, the FCC issue is not going away. In fact, I've got something in regards to the FCC and who they're going after. You might be a little surprised about this. They're going after not a TV network that you might have expected. But first, we go to the phones. To New Hampshire yet again, this time to John. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey John. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've been working a lot, and I'm just getting caught up on the forums. I got out of work at 5 o'clock this morning and desperately needed some sleep. I don't know how I missed the event out there in Keene.
Oh, yeah. We actually had Russell. Russell called in earlier tonight. I don't know if you missed that.
Well, that's probably the main reason that I'm calling, but... Geez, if I would have known about this, I probably would have skipped my desperately needed sleep and gone out to Keene and caught up later. But anyway.
Now, wait a minute. Well, let me ask you a point of clarification on that, because what we're talking about is Russell Canning from Keene. He went to the IRS office today to try to give them some flyers. He wanted to hand out to some people. Right. He wanted to talk to the workers. And
seems to me like they handled a lot of paper over at that office. What's the problem with papers being handed out?
Right. Why can't we hand them one of our papers? Good point. So he went there with some papers to hand them about why it is what they're doing is wrong and why it is that being a bureaucrat's unproductive and that sort of thing. I don't know what exactly it said, but I'm sure
it doesn't matter.
Persuasive.
It's free speech. I mean, it's just handing some papers to people.
Well, apparently you can't do that on federal property. So
funny thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so they arrested
Russell.
It's
not the right papers. If you went there with a check, I'm sure you're handing out checks to the federal government. I'm sure those papers would be just fine.
Maybe that's what he should do next time, is he should have a check for a penny or something like that. That way you can actually claim that he's going to give him some money. But so they arrested him, and then they arrested him again later when he went back.
Who else would do this? I mean, I saw on the forum, I think it was your comment, that said, can you imagine when there's 10 Russells? I don't know if there'll ever be 10 Russell Cannings. This guy, you know, I've called myself an atheist for many, many years.
Okay.
And, geez, with folks like him, and there are others, I just find myself saying, God bless them. and it's really strange for me, having called myself an atheist for so many years. I don't know what's happening with that, but I'm actually getting spiritually inspired that there's people with the guts to just stand up, and they're free men, and they're going to act like free men.
Let me ask you this, John. What would you have done if you had shown up at this this particular protest, this civil disobedience? Would you have gone in, attempted to go in with Russell, or would you have just been an observer?
Well, I would have been an observer. I would have had a camera, and I also would have had a T-shirt on, which would have been an interesting thing, because my T-shirt would have said, you know, I have a T-shirt that I've worn occasionally. It says, IRS out of New Hampshire. And then in smaller print, it says, get out and stay out. IRS out on the back.
That sounds like a good campaign.
Would they arrest me for wearing a T-shirt if I did that?
It's possible. I don't
know. Before I end up getting off the phone, one of the things I wanted to call for is that I saw on the forum that Russell actually called in. Can you tell me when approximately on your website where I can find this program, you know, later tonight?
Oh, it's our...
Because what I usually do is when I get out of work at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'll come home often and listen to the...
Right. It's very simple, John. When we're done with the show, I usually jump right into editing it, taking out the breaks and all that, and putting it online. And so by midnight tonight, the show should be online, and you can catch Russell's appearance in hour number one. And it's right
there
on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call, man. Okay, apparently, get this now. The board op stepped out of the room while I called for Glenn in Missouri. I don't know, he had to pee or something like that. So we're going to try Glenn one last time the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but still time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Bulletin board system, archives, updates, live streaming, and more. We give it all away. And what do we ask in return? Well, that you listen to the show, and you tell some friends about the show, and maybe become an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you go to get more information about it. The amplifier program, that is. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what we're asking for from you is $3 a month. If you like the show, if you want to hear us get on more radio stations around the country, if you want more people listening on the internet from around the world, the AMP program is a way to do it. Again, for as little as $3 a month, it's the price of a cup of coffee, less than a Happy Meal. I mean, it's affordable for sure. And it does a lot for us because $3 over here and $3 over there. And I mean, we've got over 260 amplifiers today. And if we have a few thousand people at $3 a month, then we're going to be doing all right, because what that money allows us to do is buy radio industry advertising, to buy internet advertising, to reach out to more stations, to reach out to more listeners, and spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world, literally. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about some of the perks that you'll get as an amplifier, some of the exclusive perks. amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. The final attempt. It's Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening.
Finally.
Hey, is this coast to coast?
You're on the wild card line.
Extraterrestrials and phone calls.
So what's on your mind, Glenn?
Hey, speaking of radio, nothing as sexy as that station in Fresno, but next week I'm going to be an in-studio guest on a local talk show.
Really? Cool. What's the occasion?
I've never done that before. Well, we're fighting a proposed smoking ban here, so I'm going to be on for a half hour.
Who's we? The Libertarian Party?
We have a local activist organization called the Boone Liberty Coalition.
Hmm. So
and,
is this a group that was specifically formed to fight the smoking ban?
Oh, no. No, okay. It's just the first issue we took up.
Ah.
We're interested in other things like property rights and eminent domain and
great.
Red light cameras and other stuff like that. But so I was wondering if you guys had any tips for me about how to prepare or what to do or not to do when I'm in the studio, because I've never done this before.
Well, have whatever notes that you can have with you, because if your mind goes blank,
you don't want to get lost.
It's nice to have a piece of paper in front of you.
And a good host who wants to abuse you, that is going to try to get you lost. He's going to try to sidetrack you on a different topic. So if you do have bullet points of things that you definitely want to cover, that would be a good idea. Also, an important thing to remember when you're in a radio studio is you probably don't know what you're doing as far as the equipment is concerned. So do yourself a favor and take a moment before you go on the air with the host, if you get a chance, to ask him about proper microphone technique. There's nothing worse than hearing a guest on a radio show
talking like this, yeah, way out here, microphone
right,
far from their face.
Yeah, I don't know if you could even hear Mark because of our mics, but he was way back in the background.
Uh-huh,
but,
uh-huh,
but nothing is worse than hearing somebody, not even far back in the background, maybe just somebody that doesn't know where the mic is pointing. For instance, if I'm talking right into my microphone now, and as I kind of twist away off to the side of the microphone, you'll hear that my voice isn't quite as effective as it is in front of the mic. So take a moment to ask about those technical aspects.
Another thing I would recommend is when you're in studio, especially the first time. The first time I was in studio, I nearly passed out.
Really?
I swear. It was so awful. The best thing to do is to look at the host in the eyes like you're having a conversation with them. That way you can, because people want to listen.
You are having a conversation with them.
Right. Have the conversation with the host. Look them in the eyes. That way you can forget about the microphone that's sitting in front of you. You have your notes in front of you. Make sure you bring a little water in case your mouth gets dry, and
right,
I think you'll be good to go.
Good tips.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'd already heard about the one about, talk to the host, instead of the microphone. I was thinking of one other thing I could do, and that is, print out your page for prospective affiliates and take that along with me.
You could. What's the station?
Yeah. Huh?
What's the station call letters? Do you know?
93.9 The Eagle in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, and that's a talk station?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, I'll have to poke around there and see if I have talked to the program director. I probably have. But, yeah, if you stop by the program director's office on your way out and tell him you want to hear Free Talk Live, that never hurts.
You know, we have little flyers on the website that you can print out. And if you just, print one page, you can cut it in half. It's two flyers. And hand one to the host and one to the program director or something, or ask that it be given to the program director, right, or something like that. That'll, at the very least, get our name, our logo in front of him again after, Talkers Magazine and all that other stuff.
Point of information, do you think that the host is going to be friendly towards you or hostile?
I think she's going to be friendly, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and there's no the we've had others who have been on the air on this where it's been both the aunties and us, which is a little bit more difficult, but
got it.
No,
that way it's a, kind of a debate format. Understood. Here's
right,
one more
right,
thing you might want to consider. If it is an interview that goes well and you feel as though the host was pleased, especially if she comments to you that she enjoyed the interview, let her know that you're available for any future appearances and that you'd be happy to address all kinds of different issues. That way she might turn to you again for a future appearance.
Great. Great.
There you go, Glenn. Thanks for the
Thank
call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Always happy to help.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the news on the FCC. We're talking about that sex radio or porn radio. And it's typical that the FCC goes after mom-and-pop companies, Clear Channel, television station owners. But I never once, before today, had heard about them going after PBS.
Really? PBS?
Yep. According to the AP in Pasadena, unclear federal rules for broadcast television decency standards are putting public television stations at risk and threaten to deprive viewers of important programs, says PBS President Paula Kerger. Quote, the fines would now put stations out of business, and we can't allow that to happen. We need to do a better job in letting the American people know that this is not just about Janet Jackson. It's about filmmakers that have powerful stories that are now not allowed to tell those stories on public television or broadcast television. So, kind of unusual, PBS kind of standing up a little bit for broadcast freedom. The current furor over broadcast TV standards was fanned by the 2004 halftime show on CBS, where Jackson's breast was semi-exposed during a song. Next week, PBS plans to file arguments in support of a Northern California PBS station that's appealing a $15,000 fine that was levied by the FCC over an airing of an episode of Martin Scorsese's music documentary, The Blues. The program included interviews in which profanity was used. Imagine that. You're interviewing blues musicians and they curse a few times. The station is liable for the fine, not PBS. Again, it's the transmitter owners
right,
that are liable.
Now, can they fine non-coms in the same manner that they can fine non-commercial towers or anything, or non-commercial radio stations or anything below 92 on the dial?
A lot of your Christian stations?
A lot of PBS, all the PBS stations that I'm familiar with, too.
How can they call it a Christian station non-com? How can they call a Christian station non-com? They run spots. They run commercials.
It depends on the Christian station, and now non-coms sort of do run commercials, so
huh,
The non-com thing's gotten blurred ever since the 1992, decentralization or whatever of radio.
The federal benchmark for what is or what isn't indecent is so vague that stations are put in danger of violating standards that they don't realize exist, according to the head of PBS. The FCC declined to comment on Kurger's remarks, shockingly. Kurger noted the tenfold increase in the federal fines, now going from $32,500 to $325,000 per incident. PBS is wary of what might befall an upcoming documentary on World War II by acclaimed filmmaker Ken Burns. The War is scheduled to air in fall of 2007. Those sharing their memories for such a film should be able to do so freely, even if the FCC banned epithets are involved. And apparently what happened in this upcoming documentary is Ken Burns interviewed a bunch of war veterans. And as you might imagine, they peppered their conversation with a few curse words.
They defended our freedom, they learned a few curse words, they blew some crap up.
Right. And you would think that they defended, if they were defending freedom, and that's a whole other issue.
Yes, I'm just...
That they were defending the freedom of speech. And wouldn't it be an insult to censor their speech when their footage is being shown on television? Why is it that we have this mindset in America? Why is it that we believe that profanity is so bad?
It's such a powerful word, that F-bomb.
No, it's not. It's only powerful because people believe it is.
It's just a noise that comes out of your mouth.
Right. It's an utterance. It's four letters combined into a word.
I don't think it's that great. I don't think that... necessary. I don't think it's the greatest way of expressing yourself.
I don't either.
The more you use it, the more of a crutch it is. It's not a good thing.
It should be reserved. It should be reserved for very special circumstances, I think. But to suggest that it shouldn't be heard at all, it's pure censorship. The FCC is nothing but a censoring body. That's all they exist for. Beyond their regulatory climate of who can and who can't be on the airwaves. It's a censorship organization, and it's getting worse. It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're